Okay, what's the first thing you do the milk after milking?
Well, you strain it.
And what are the different things that you can make with apples, sweet desserts and that sort of thing? Different kinds of things you make with apples. Maybe
so
you
want to make it. You can bake apples.
Okay.
Make apple pie.
Okay. What about the one that's made in a deep dish? It'll maybe have a layer of crust and a layer of apples and a layer, another layer of crust. Did you have a special word for that? Did you just call it apple pie?
And we call it apple tots, I believe, David. It's
okay.
Apple tots.
Okay. And was that sweet itself, or did you have to put something over it?
I had to put something over it.
Okay. And what did you call what you put over it?
Sugar.
Oh, just poured sugar
yes,
over
ma'am.
It? Didn't put any liquid over it, any sweet liquid?
They might have put some sweet liquid over it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you remember what you might call that? The liquid?
I would say apple juice. Or,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody really has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away
the food.
Okay. if you make something with milk and cream and put a little sugar or nutmeg in it to pour over a dessert, do you have a word for that? Or maybe something, a liquid that was served with pudding.
Well, we put milk over
okay,
pudding.
Just
pudding
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And what do you call it when you, it's not eating a meal, but you go in between meals?
Lunch. Eat lunch, little lunch.
Okay, if you just go in the middle of the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. In the middle of the afternoon?
Let's just eat little lunch between meals. Between meals.
Okay. And talking about getting a drink when you're very thirsty, you might say, well, I've got to go in and get a
drink of water. So.
Okay, and you drink it out of what at the table?
Glass.
Okay. If the glass fell off the sink and...
Break.
Okay. You might say, well, I didn't...
Break it.
But somebody has what?
Broken it.
Okay. And if somebody says, well, how much water do you drink? You might say, I?
Drink 2-3 glasses.
Okay. And you might say, yesterday I?
Drank 2-3 glasses.
Okay. Then you might ask me and say, well, how much have you?
Have you drank?
Okay. When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, if you, what do you say to them about going in?
Just go and have dinner.
Okay, and if you want them to get into the chairs, you will say, go on.
Go and sit down.
Okay. What about if you have company to dinner? Would you say it any differently if it were company?
Go on, let's have dinner.
Okay. And if somebody comes into the dining room, you say, won't you?
Have a seat.
And
have some dinner.
Okay. And then if he, you might say, well, it's time for all of us to what down?
Sit down.
Okay, so he...
Sit down.
He what?
Sit down.
He's already done it. He's
already sit down.
Okay. And yesterday, you might say, he came in that same chair.
He sit down in that same chair.
Okay. If you want somebody to not wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say, now go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Okay. And so he went ahead and...
Help yourself.
And since he has already...
Started.
Okay. And since he's already...
Help his plate.
Okay. You say, well, pass it on over.
Pass it on.
Okay. If you're not going to eat something, you might say, no thank you, I don't...
Eat that.
Okay, or sometimes you do, but you just don't...
Don't care for it.
How's that?
Just don't care for it.
Okay.